Go ahead with our recording.
Thank you very much, Ricardo. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the TIC quiz call on the 6th of August 2013. On the call today, we have Carlton Samuels, Mikey O'Connor, Steve Metalitz, Alan Greenberg, Marie-Laure Lemineur, and Suzanne Toisson. We have apologies for Khalil Gimo, Amir Sadir, Avri Doria, Christopher George, Cynthia Suknanan. From staff, we have Mirka Koenigs, Barry Cobb, Lars Hoffman, and myself, Matthew Fogan. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Natalie, and I will just note that Carolyn Hooper's just joined the Adobe room. Welcome, Carolyn. And I imagine we'll get a few more folks joining the call. I think I've accidentally succeeded at training people to show up about 5 minutes late, so we'll maybe take a break after an agenda item or two and just add on the rest of the people who are in the call. Usual pause to take a look at the agenda, which is on the right, and also if people have any updates to statements of interest, this would be a good time to chime in. All right. Next and first real agenda item is to recap the Durban sessions that we had. We had two, one on the Saturday GNSO working session and then one in the middle of the week that was a more public meeting of the working group trying to elicit comments from the community. And for those of you who are there, you know that I get a bit befuddled in the live meeting context. There's a little too much for me to keep track of, and so I don't really have very clear recollections of the things that happened in those meetings, and would love to hear from other people sort of about the highlights of what happened there. So I'm going to sort of throw the conversation to you all and let you tell us about things that you found interesting in the meetings in Durban. And, you know, I have a few giant highlights, but I'd really like to hear from others on this one because, as I say, I'm pretty used to running calls on the phone, but running meetings in person sort of overwhelms me. Anybody got any thoughts about sort of the highlights of the meetings in Durban that they'd like to share with us? We'll all speak at once. Not seeing anybody on the in the queue. Let me do my best, but this is sort of in my hapless category. I think what was interesting to me in the GNSO Saturday session was that there was very little discussion, actually, of the substance of the report by the council. I was a little surprised by that. And it may be due to the ineffective way that I presented what we've done. And it may just be that there was broad agreement. That, you know, again, this is part of the reason I'm asking for your help, because it was hard for me to read the room, keep track of what I was saying, etc. And I think that in the public meeting in the middle of the week, we had pretty good engagement, mostly around, you know, the topic that we've worked, I think, maybe the hardest on, which is the, you know, the privacy issue. And there, my sense, at least of what I was trying to accomplish, was to encourage people to comment, you know, and promote the public comment cycle that's just closed. I think we might have elicited one or two. I'm not sure. But you know, again, it wasn't, you know, it was a conversation that I think, as I recall, we ended it a bit early because we sort of ran out of conversation and moved on to the next meeting. Marie, go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Yes. Well, maybe I have a feeling, I might be wrong, but I have the impression that the overall attention of the community has geared towards the expert working group report. So maybe that has taken, you know, some pressure off us. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. That's an impression I have. I might be wrong.
Well, you know, thanks for that. One of the things that I would observe is that I think we are, in fact, a little bit ahead of the expert working group with our recommendation. Because I think that, you know, now I'm sort of heading off my chair role of this working group and reacting a bit to the expert report. I think they sort of did the easy stuff, but they left the hard questions, I thought, untouched, or at least not as deeply researched as I was hoping for. And I think that the approach that we are proposing, which is that before this is implemented, there needs to be some pretty substantive work done by people with very deep expertise on this, essentially as part of the implementation process, to ensure that these issues are handled correctly. I think that's also a suggestion that could be taken by the expert working group. So anyway, you know, that was one thing that sort of emerged for me, is that I felt more comfortable with our treatment of that issue than I was with the expert working group. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Steve. I mean, we're ahead of the expert working group. We're at a much more advanced stage of the process. I mean, they are in the pre-PDP stage.
Yeah.
And we are trying to wrap up a PDP, or at least push it into the very last stages. So, you know, so it's not surprising. But I think it also underscores that we should push ahead and try to get ours wrapped up and on the books, if you will, as the expert working group process proceeds forward. I mean, I think it's going to take a long time for a new registration data model to come into existence.
Yeah, I agree.
In the meantime, we need to make sure the existing one works as best as we can make it work.
Yes, totally agree. I got a little feedback in the chat that I was getting drowned out. Oh, an African voice. I'm not hearing that. If I turn up my volume a little bit, does that help? And it may be I'm doing this purely over Adobe Connect, so it may be that I'm not hearing the bridge. And that, Carlton say it's better. Good. Okay. Any other comments on this? Oh, Marika's got her hand up. Go ahead, Marika. Sorry.
Yeah, this is Marika, and just a note, I can actually hear you perfectly fine on the audio bridge as well. Because, on the session we had in Durban, I looked back at my notes and tried to back my memory as well on what we discussed. But thinking back, I think a lot of the issues that were actually raised were also issues that we had already discussed in the working group. So I think a lot of the session focused actually on explaining and providing some further, you know, feedback on how the working group had covered some of those items and being able to provide some responses to the questions that people had, as those were similar questions that had also come up as part of the working group deliberation. So I didn't actually take any note of any new items that we hadn't already covered or encountered, but you know, as Mike, I think, also said, if there are any issues that people felt that were raised during their sessions that are not covered either in the report as it currently stands or in any of the other comments that have been submitted in response of the public comment forum, we can, of course, always add those to the public comment review tool so that we do give them due consideration.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Okay. Well, I don't want to belabor this. I think part of my reaction was that we've done a pretty good piece of work and that we need to carry on. And I think that also is reflected in the public comments, which we'll get to in a second. But before we do that, up on the screen is sort of our next agenda item, which is to take a look at the work plan. And I think I've left it in a state that you can all move around in it on your own, make it bigger and smaller. But the place that you want to be is at the end, starting basically now and going through the target that we're shooting for, which is the GNSO Council meeting at the end of October. And what you see is that we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks of review of public comments, and as you'll see from the public comment review tool that's coming up in a second, I'm not sure that we're going to need that much time. So we may be able even to push this schedule a little bit further forward, but that's sort of the milestone dates that we're working under right now, and it gives us plenty of time to give those public comments a good, solid look and circle back to the report. I saw Steve's hand go up before Marika's, so I'll let Steve go first.
Yeah, thanks. This is Steve. My reaction was the same. I mean, based on my quick read of the public comments, I don't think we would need this much time to review them. And I wonder what is the council meeting preceding October 31, and what would be the document deadline for that meeting? And maybe we should aim for that.
That's a good idea. Marika, you're conveniently next in the queue. Maybe you can take a stab at that as well. Go ahead.
This is Marika. So, indeed, I wanted to know when I provided the draft of the work plan, there's a lot of flexibility in there depending on how quick or how slow we go with public comment reviews or any other issues that may come up as we deliberate on the final report. So, indeed, targeted there is the 31st October council meeting, but there is indeed a council meeting before that that takes place on the 10th of October, which would put the deadline for motions and documents on the 30th of September. That will be the earlier meeting. Of course, should we miss the 31st of October deadline, there's also the meeting after that, which is Buenos Aires, basically. So I think, again, there, probably based on the next couple of meetings, we may have a better sense of how quick or how slow we're going, so we can adjust this as needed.
And that one in October, is that the very first one after the August break, or is there...
No, there's a meeting... Yeah, this is Marika. There's a meeting on the 5th of September, but the cut-off date for motions and documents is the 26th of August.
Well, if we went crazy, we might even make that. But certainly it seems to me that we could... I think we're all pretty much agreeing that the goal should be to try and pull this in if we can, and it seems like there's room to do that, which is good. And looks like we've got several... opportunities to do that. Any other reactions to this work plan besides the sort of shared one, which is that this seems a little bit more leisurely than maybe is necessary? Okay, well, I think that's enough on that one. Let's go on to the comment review tool. And I've asked Marika to put the one that Alan posted to the list, since it sort of incorporates both Alan's thoughts and Don's in this, and that's what's in front of you. I'm going to leave it up to you to scroll around in it in case you haven't had a chance to review it yet. You know, many of us don't really have a chance to drill into these until we're actually on the call. But to give you sort of a secret decoder ring way to read this, the highlighted yellow items are the ones that Don highlighted, thinking that those are the ones that we really need to dig into, the rest being items that basically agree with our initial report, and for the most part either support them or strongly support them. So what Don was doing with his yellow highlighting was sort of focusing our attention. And, Marielle, I'm going to grab control. Sorry, everybody. And then I'm going to zoom in, and then I'm going to give you all control back. If you want, as an individual, there's a plus sign underneath the document that if you click, you can make it bigger and smaller to fit your own screen. Anyway, so the yellow is Don's pass at what we need to pay attention to, and so I think one of the things we need to do is make sure that that's right. And then the working group response column, Alan put some responses in there, tentative responses, to the ones that that Don highlighted. And, those are, I think, a good start for our consideration of these. So I think we've got a two-phase process today. The first is to very quickly go through and make sure that Don didn't miss any comments that we should dig more deeply into, and then move on to the actual review of those comments and formulating our response. Alan, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. I think you missed the preamble to that. Prior to Don doing what he did, I posted a message saying that I think for the vast majority of the comments, our answer could be thanks for your agreement with our conclusions and or support of our draft recommendation, and no further and under the action taken, no further action is necessary on our part. Obviously,
yeah,
we could break that out with more distinction, but the premise was the vast majority of them could be answered with something akin to that statement. Don then went through, and my recollection, and Don's on the call, so he should speak for himself. My recollection is Don said Patrick Vandervall's comments are the ones that we're going to have to focus on, and he highlighted parts of them that he had particular troubles with. I think that's what he said, so he may want to explain what parts of Patrick's did he highlight and whether, in fact, we need to answer all of Patrick's perhaps differently than the stock answer.
Yeah, that's true, because I see that there are some from Patrick which Don didn't highlight. So, Don, you want to jump in and decode your highlighting for us? You have to wait for him to unmute. You may wait a little longer for him to unmute. Maybe that he stepped away. Don is still not coming through.
Hello?
There we go. Now you're on. Oh, you're gone again. We got two syllables out of you, Don. We got the hello with a question mark after it.
Okay.
So whatever state you were in when you said hello, that's the state you want to be.
He's talking now, but he's quiet. He's very low.
Oh, really? Oh, it's not coming through on Adobe at all. Are you on the bridge, Don?
No, I gave up on the bridge. I dialed.
There you go. Now it's good.
Okay, I just won't move my head for the next 40 minutes.
Or be very terse.
Well,
all right, go ahead.
You bet it's not right after neck surgery when I had the brace. It'd be easy.
Oh, dear.
Never mind. Back to our regularly scheduled program.
Right. Go ahead.
Go ahead what?
Go ahead and sort of decode your highlighting. You know, some of the comments from Patrick you did not highlight. So our thought was, are the ones that you highlighted the ones you felt we needed to focus on, or was there some other?
The ones I highlighted are the ones where I thought where I saw disagreement, and it wasn't even until after that I noticed that Patrick was the common denominator in all the ones I marked.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I sort of read that right, that the highlighted ones are the ones that we probably need to focus on, although Alan commented on one more that wasn't highlighted. So I think we're zeroing in on the notion that many of these comments, most of these comments, we can probably answer in the way that Alan was describing, which is, you know, thank you very much for your support, and sort of carry on from there. Marika, does that suffice, or do we need to go deeper into even the ones that register agreement? And, you know, I'm sort of looking to you as the keeper of the rules on this.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think if everyone in the group agrees with that approach and is indeed of the view that those comments that are in support, you know, the response is sufficient, but I think that's all that needed. Basically, the working group guidelines require that working group review the comments received and address them. Basically, if the response is that, you know, thank you for your comments because they're in agreement, that I'm just like, I think that's sufficient response. But as I think several members here of the working group have probably also been involved in the development of the comments that have been submitted, they may also be in a position to indicate whether that would be acceptable for the groups they represent.
Yeah, and actually that's sort of where I was headed, was that if you as comment preparers, many of you were, including me, are satisfied with that, that's fine. But if you, as you were preparing your comments, were thinking about amplifying a section of the report or clarifying it or expanding it and would like us to undertake that effort, I think that would, you know, that would also be fine. And so I sort of turned to a now building queue of Don and Alan to see sort of what's up with that. Don, go ahead.
I tossed something out in my last email yesterday where I was being just a bit facetious, but not entirely. I do want to go back through the worksheet and see if there are any spots where somebody may have agreed with us but fundamentally missed an important point. I don't know if that's worthwhile doing or not, but as I suggested, some of the reasons for agreement just struck me as not quite understanding the issue to begin with.
Why don't we, well, let me get to Alan, then I'll circle back. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess in response to Don, I'd ask for one or two examples so we can get a flavor for what he's talking about, because I didn't catch a lot of those. In terms of as someone who helped draft the comment, this work group PDP work group may have the shortest set of recommendations, that is one, and it's a short sentence, than any PDP. I strove in the ALAC comments to make our comments shorter than the recommendation. a change was made at the end where I don't think I met that target, but nevertheless. And, certainly I didn't feel necessary to go back and tick off everything, because the recommendation, in fact, exactly met what we wanted to see coming out of this PDP. So from my point of view, I think it's important that someone other than just Don go through them one by one and make sure that we're not missing something. Any single person can miss things. So although I really don't want this work group to read the 30 or whatever comments or number of comments there are, or 50, one by one, and, you know, have a campfire group, you know, each of them saying yay, I think it's got to be done with a little bit more than just one person. But I don't think we need to go over them as a group one by one when indeed they're agreeing with what we're what we're recommending. Thank you.
Yeah, I certainly, from the ISPCP perspective, we were striving to come up with enough of a comment so that it wasn't just I mean, maybe that's what I should have been doing, is just striving to be shorter than our recommendation. But I don't think, when we discussed this, felt like we needed to have those reasons that we gave inserted into the report. And maybe that's, well, I'll leave the queue sort of open. I agree with the idea that we should go through these with some rigor and make sure that we haven't missed any. And then, Don, you know, in terms of your idea about people agreeing with us but not understanding us, I think that falls in the nice to have but not critical to have category for me. So maybe what we could do is put that effort after the critical path of getting the final report to the council. Another way to do that would be to say that those are cues that our report isn't quite clearly written enough and that we need to clarify that. So I'm sort of on the fence on that. Don, you're up.
Okay. Like I said, I didn't have a chance to go back through and confirm my impressions. Let me do that this afternoon or tomorrow morning and see if I find anything that... let me just rethink what I wrote and see if there's anything that really jumps out that bothers me. If not, I absolutely deal with it later.
Well, I think the key issue that you're raising, and I think it's a really important one, is if we haven't been clear enough in the report, we should fix that. And so I think it's worth giving it a hard look with that perspective in mind. And I don't think you should carry that burden alone. I think we should all go through these comments fairly carefully and make sure that we either haven't missed one that we actually need to address or are missed one where they've, because of the fact that our report isn't quite clear, they've sort of missed the point. I think those are both good things to do, and we certainly have time to do that. It's not like we're under any time pressure at all. So another week, I don't think, will hurt us at all. Alan, back to you.
Yeah, thank you. I know Don said he won't be in the next two meetings. I won't be in the one after this, and I may or may not be in the one following it. I would like to think that we don't have much more work to do than that, and I would strongly object to saying, let's submit a report to council, then go back and look at something. This group is not going to go back and look at something after our report's signed, sealed, and delivered, nor should we defer looking at something that we think might be important until after the report is completely finished. So if it's something we need to do, we need to do it in this pass, you know, in this phase. But since Don was the one who identified the concept, I think we need at least one or two examples so we can look at it and say, yes, this is something that concerns us as a group or does not concern us as a group, and move forward.
Yeah.
One way or another, I think this report can and needs to be tied up quickly, and we should do that. And if that means we get some weeks off at the end, some of us are willing to accept that. It's a burden and a hardship, but I'm willing to.
Okay. Yeah, taking one for the team. Way to go, Alan. I agree. Now, there's one person who's missing from this call, and we need to get to Keith. Because I ran into Patrick Kane in the hotel bar in Durban, and Pat had questions about the data authority section. And I pointed him at Steve. Steve, did he happen to run you down during the course of the Durban meeting and talk at all about that? I think that's another loose end that we need to tie off.
He didn't. I did talk to Keith at some length, who, he certainly is supportive of the recommendation, but I didn't get into any detail with him on that point.
Okay. Well, I think that's one last action item we need to make sure, because what I said to Pat was, look, you know, we're in public comment. This is the time to fix it. If there's something in there that's not right, for sure get a comment in, and we'll take it up and get it repaired. So I just want to make sure that you know, they didn't write a comment, and so presumably everything is all right, especially if you talk to Keith a bit, but I do want to add that to our punch list. It seems a terrible shame not to circle back to that and get it tied off. Alan, go ahead.
Mikey, I'm vague, but my recollection is, without having gone back to the report, that on the authoritativeness issue, we presented a number of issues, said it's not clear, but also said it's not our job. That is, there's a whole slew of, and going to be a lot more, thick registries, and ICANN really needs to think about this, but it's not ours. It's not our sole responsibility to pass judgment on it. So I'm not sure how much more we need to work on that, if I'm remembering right, and that's close to our answer.
This is Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
I just would agree. I think Alan summarized it correctly.
Yeah, and my point to Pat was to, you know, take a hard look at that section of the report, and because Pat often isn't as close to the details of these things as Keith, especially on this particular one. And so the fact that there wasn't a comment and there wasn't really much in the way of follow-up probably indicates that when they dug into it, they found it okay. I just don't want to leave that one. Oh, Mark is here. Sorry, Mark. I left you totally out of the conversation. Completely forgot that you're another VeriSign guy. You want to chime in on this instead of me just speculating?
This is Mark. Sure, I can jump in. And unfortunately, I haven't spoken to Pat about this, so I'll have to follow up with him. So I don't know what his particular concern is here, but I'll certainly follow up and see what questions he had there. I think, though, you know, one thing that's come up a couple times, we've mentioned it on this call. I think there's some opportunity for us to provide more clarity. And I've noticed this when I've spoken to the report about the report to people internally, that there's some sort of background. Some of the discussions that we've had in the working group, other people haven't been a part of, certainly. And so I think maybe there is an opportunity to provide a little more background. I'm not suggesting changing the content, just providing a little more background and clarity so that the final document does a better job standing on its own. And I think from the comments people have had earlier on this call and in previous discussions, I think it could use a little bit more of that. As to the authoritativeness, I'll have to follow up with Pat on that. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark, and sorry to leave you out like that.
No problem. I joined a little bit late, so you might not have noticed.
Yeah, well, I didn't notice that you were in there. Anyway, my apologies. Cool. So if you could take that action, that would be terrific. I think the other thing that maybe I'd like to saddle you with is if you could come up with a list of, I think that this is sort of like the action that we're handing to Don, which is, let's find places where this report can be sharpened up. I think that's...
Mikey, Marika has had her hand up for a while.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I've been seeing that as something else. Go ahead, Marika.
Thanks, Mikey. No problem. This is Marika. But just a note as well, because I think the authoritativeness, there was also a section where I think there were some staff comments that were submitted on the draft initial report. And I think at the time, several of the working group noted as well that the comments probably were more about accuracy and maybe not authoritativeness. But again, I think it goes to the point that that is maybe a section where we may want to have a look indeed and see if we can make it clearer or really focus in on what the actual issue is. So it may be helpful because I think we did start a kind of punch list. I did look back at that, and I think most of the items have been covered or addressed already. But I did go back as well to other colleagues following the closing of the public comment forum to know that if there were any other issues that haven't been raised or addressed as part of the public comment forum, that they should come back to me at the latest by the 15th of August. So if there's anything that comes from there, I hope to get that to the group sooner rather than later as well. If there are any, and I think I've noted as well that it should especially relate to, for example, implementation-related questions. If there are any items that they feel the working group should specify or clarify that may help implementation of this recommendation, you know, provided that the report doesn't change on that aspect, that they pointed out at this stage, so the working group can already provide input on that. So I said that's given them a deadline of the 15th of August, so if I get anything by that time, I'll of course share that immediately with the working group.
That's fantastic. The other question that came to my mind as you were talking, Marika, is are there any things on the punch list that have not been addressed, and should we add those to this? I'm thinking that at least I, as the chair, would be pretty comfortable if there are open punch list items, if those got added to this public comment tool, I would be comfortable with that as well. And I have to admit, you were just a little bit ahead of me on the implementation-related issues. I think that in a way this is similar to the kind of concern that Pat may have, and to the extent that we can. I mean, some of these we're consciously saying, look, those are outside of either our remit or our capability or our, the time that we have available. You know, that's sort of at the heart of the privacy recommendation that we're making. And there may be others that we want to highlight like that as we finish up this last version of the report. Marika, back to you.
Yeah, this is Marika. I can have a look because we did start a punch list, but I think between that and the final initial report, I think there were some additional changes. So I can maybe have a look at what's on the punch list and see whether that's still relevant in light of the changes we made, and then maybe add them indeed to the public comment review tool so the working group can determine whether indeed, you know, changes are warranted based on that feedback, or whether they consider those issues already addressed or covered somewhere in the report.
Great. All right. Sounds like we've all got a little bit of work to do this week. So for those of you like Alan and Don, just a quick, you can just type the answer to this in the chat. Are you going totally on vacation and thus are completely unavailable, or are you simply conflicted with the meeting time for the next couple of weeks and can do work on the list? Because
Don said he's going on vacation. I'm getting ready to board a plane for an ATRT meeting next week while this group is meeting, and the week after that, I have a little bit uncertain for personal reasons.
Yeah, okay. So there's some time for list work, it sounds like, maybe. Except for Don, he's going on vacation at rest.
I'm completely overwhelmed for ATRT reasons, and I will not be participating very much unless I see something that can be responded to with a one-line comment.
Huh. This is the trouble with ICANN. We need to start cloning these active participants. That's a whole different rant. Okay. Let's sort of move on. We've got about 20 minutes left. Let's try to crank through Marika's giving me a private thought, which is maybe we take a week off for people to review comments next week. We can cogitate about that as we go. But let's.
Yeah, Nick, it might be based on quite a few people in the chat noting that they're on vacation next week. So maybe just anticipating that we may have very light attendance. So maybe we can just give people some homework during their vacation time.
Yeah, I love that. Well, for me, every day is a Saturday, so I feel no qualms about doing that at all. The chat is degenerating. Sorry. Let's take a look at some of the, if we're done with sort of the process stuff, let's take a look at the substance and sort of jump into some of the early comments that we know we need to address. The first one being number 5, which is from Patrick Vandewal, saying, it should be noted that Port 43 WHOIS protocol was never designed with any form of automation in mind. It was meant to display ASCII text strings on text terminals, hence any complaint that the WHOIS model makes automation difficulties irrelevant. This seems a weak argument for dumping the thin model. On the contrary, the fact that some registrars may change on a regular basis the way that their WHOIS results are displayed, an additional protection for the registrant in that it makes large-scale harvesting of their data slightly more difficult. And Alan's posted a comment in there. I think rather than reading it right off, I will open the queue for the rest of you to sort of chime in on this, and then circle back to Alan's comment and then make some comments on my own. So, Mark, you're first. Go ahead.
I think there's two parts to this. There's first the part that, you know, he's saying Port 43 was never designed with any form of automation in mind. And I think this is an example of one of the things that I don't think we did a good enough job in the report. I think in the report we should highlight the fact that, you know, we're not trying, you know, the purpose of this PDP is not to try and fix WHOIS in any way. We're just looking at the impacts of migrating from thin to thick. You know, whatever problems there may or may not be with WHOIS, that's not a part of this. I think Alan, you know, mentions that in his comments there. He says, you know, Port 43 was, you know, he basically says it's not particularly relevant now. And, you know, I think that's true. But we should, you know, I think, you know, we just need to call that out a little bit better in our report that, you know, we're not trying to address any issues there may or may not be with Port 43 WHOIS in this case. He goes on, though, and this is where it gets a little interesting, though, because he goes on to say it seems, you know, on the contrary, the fact that registrars may change on a regular basis provides additional protection, and that it you know, helps prevent harvesting. And this is something I think, you know, we should talk about whether or not it's appropriate for us to address it. You know, it may or may not be out of scope, but I think one of the things we focused on is providing a consistent WHOIS response. And, you know, I think, you know, in general, you know, not to speak for everybody in the group, but I think in general the feeling of the working group has been that providing a consistent WHOIS response is a benefit, and that, you know, that's what part of our recommendation is. So he's arguing that mixing up the results is a way to combat harvesting of data, which it is. This is a true statement, but that's a little bit contrary to our recommendations. So, you know, I think, you know, there it would be worth pointing that out and maybe making the point that, you know, providing a consistent WHOIS response is a benefit here. I guess I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Let me just respond really quickly to that second point, which is that, in fact, the new RAA does have languages that's forcing the registrars into a consistent response format entirely outside of the thread of this working group. And I think Alan catches that in his comment as well. I think one of the things that we could do, though, is, and I'll have to go back to the report. I confess I don't have the report open in front of me. What we tended to do in a lot of these sections is call out the arguments against a given thing and then say essentially at the end, on balance, the working group concludes that, you know, those arguments aren't necessary, don't overwhelm the value.
And we might need to do that a bit better. Yeah, and I think I'd have to double check, but I think the case we're making, or the recommendation we're making, is that registries follow the response standard set out for new GTLDs. So the new RAA has a uniform response for registrars, but I think our recommendation is that registries follow a consistent format as well, based on what's in what's been standardized for the new GTLDs. Which I think is a good case.
I think you're right. I think what we need to do, and I will confess to not having done this, is we need to go back and make sure that the argument that Patrick is making in that second half is included in our report, and that we address it with the reasons why we take another view. Now, go ahead.
I think, by the way, our past practice has often been that we not rewrite a report because of one comment, but put an answer in and then publish those or make those available via either in the report or a pointer in the report to where they are. So, yes, if there's something that's really horrible that we left out that's been identified by a comment, we need to fix it. That's what this phase of preliminary to final report is for. But I don't think we need to adjust it to make sure that there's no possible misunderstanding. This review tool, on its own right, is one of the vehicles we can use for that. And so I think we need to, overall focus, is this something that's been misunderstood? Now, a lot of what Patrick is saying here, I believe, either has, in the latter case, has been overcome or overtaken by reality, in that the world has changed. Number two, registrars are not going to have to support report 43 if we go to thin, if we go to a thick who is. So the whole issue of registrars in port 43 disappears. So we're not doing anything for consistency among registrars in port 43. The requirement is no longer there. His lead-in issue, or at least lead-in of Marika's extract of it, is that what port 43 was designed for, wasn't designed for what we're using it for right now. that's the cardinal statement that we're working by. This whole thing is not what was imagined in 1958, or whenever the first RFC came out. It was to find the techie to tell him his computer is down, essentially. And the world has changed, yes. So thank you for noting that.
Yeah, and, I think we're all pretty much on the same page. I think the main thing that I would like to do is, I'm a very cheerful editor of a report that's not clear. It seems to me that one of the things that there seems to be is still a very strong agreement around this, but that, if we need to clarify the report, I don't view that as the end of the world. And if a fellow is involved and as acute as Patrick is confused by our report, then there are other people who will be as well. So I don't think it's a bad thing to go through and take a hard look at that part of the report and see if we can't just sharpen it up a bit. Anything else on this one? I think we're all pretty much in agreement that it doesn't change our mind. It just gives us an area of the report to sharpen. That's the summary I'll make. I'm just watching the chat here. I think it's the chat. It's chat. So if anything urgent comes out of that, let me know. Let's go on to the next highlighted one, which is number 39, I think. Check my arithmetic, but I think that's where we're at. This is another one from Patrick. And the highlighted bit is the lead-off bit that says, it's questionable to still invest time and resources in trying to fix the protocol and the MON, both of which will go through substantial changes in the near future. And again, I'll take a cue, and then to the extent that you don't hit something that I think should be said, I'll add that to it. I've skipped some comments that Alan commented to, so yeah, Marika just pointed that out to me. Sorry, but I think I'll stick with this one for now. We've only got a few minutes left, and we'll pick those other ones off soon. Steve, and then Alan.
Yeah, this is Steve. I mean, Alan's response is correct. We haven't recommended any change in the protocol, but I think the bigger question here, which is also carried through in some of the other highlighted comments, is the view that we shouldn't bother trying to fix problems with WHOIS because this new model is coming that will sweep all before it. And I just think, as noted in several other comments, including the M3AAWG and others, we do need to fix WHOIS or improve WHOIS to the extent we can. And having just spent quite a while analyzing the expert working group report and preparing comments on that, as several people have noted, that's a first step, but it's a long way from we're not going to see a new registration data model for several years, even if everyone comes to consensus on things in the expert working group report. So I think we should probably respond to this in that vein that we can't just freeze everything on WHOIS until the new model comes along. Also, I think we can make the point that whatever the new model is going to be, it's probably easier to transition to it if everybody is in the same architecture now, rather than having to have two separate implementation paths, one for thick and one for thin registries. Implementation paths with regard to the transition.
Yeah, I agree with both of those, Steve. And I think we hint at those in the report. This, again, is the sort of thing that I think if we go through the report and find these, I think we can sharpen up the report without disturbing the flow very much. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I support what was just said. You know, we were charged with, should everyone be thick? And the implied secondary question is, or should everyone be thin? We went down a long laundry list and went into it in detail. And on virtually every point, we came out with, there's no real difference, or thick is better. So the reasonable conclusion of that was not transition everyone else to thin, but transition to thick. We're addressing the question. You know, the theory of whether we should have been doing this at all is interesting, and if indeed we had a new data model coming by the end of the year, we may have reached a different conclusion. We're not there yet. We're not going to be there for a while. We may be getting rid of the word who is in the new architecture that will come after us, and it may not take 2,000 years to do. But it's a big job ahead of us, and the questions that we have to answer are complex. So let's not pretend we're going to be done real quick.
Yeah. Thanks, Alan. Mark, I think you're going to get to be the last word today. Well, I'm going to take the last word.
I don't think I have anything really new to add over, over what was just said. I mean, I'm hesitant when, people say that, weirds is going to solve everything. I think it's a little, presumptuous to assume that's going to fix every problem. And, we can't bank on when it will be available. And as Alan said, we're not tinkering with it at all. It's just, how we're implementing it. And Mikey, I think you made a good point again. I think, there is some opportunity to, clean up the language a little bit to make some of these points more clear in our report. But I'll leave it at that. I don't really have anything new to add on what other people said.
Yeah, I think that's great. Alan, you want another bite at the apple, do you?
Yeah, I realized that as Mark was talking, that in fact, over the next little while, there is going to be some tinkering done. We do not address language issues at all in the current WHO is, and there are some very pressing problems that need to be addressed. And we can't wait for the new data model to do some of that. We are deploying IDN TLDs. We are deploying registries in other countries. There is going to have to be some work done. I don't think we really addressed this, but that work's going to be a lot easier if everyone's running on the same model. So, from that alone, it's not our tinkering, but someone is going to be doing some tinkering. We have no choice. And, this just supports that. I don't think it's something we ever addressed. I'm not really interested in going back and adding a whole new section right now, but it just reinforces the overall direction.
Yeah, I think what these are is I'm loving this conversation because I can imagine myself sort of sitting down with the report and the transcript of this call, getting some great ideas for a sentence or two to add to a given section to sort of sharpen it up. So this is really helpful. The one thing that I'll add, and then I think we'll wrap the call up because we're right at the top of the hour, is that right at the beginning of this, when the working group was just getting underway, and the expert working group was also, I happened to be in a meeting with Steve Crocker, and I buttonholed him after the formal part of the meeting and asked him, from his perspective, whether we were going to collide with the work of the expert working group. And he very emphatically said, no, absolutely not. Do not wait for the expert working group, that process. And his guess was several years at least. And maybe the number five, although that is my foggy memory, not to be attributed to Steve, really. But anyway, I mean, strong sense from Steve saying that these two projects in no way should be dependent on one another. So I think we're pretty much in agreement. I think at this point, one last thing. Marika suggested we take a week off. What do you think? Give me check marks if that's a good idea, or negative check marks if you want to press on. I mean, one way to do this is just keep going and do this as informally as a group and then tie it all up towards the end of the month. Another would be to take a week off. I've got a couple check marks for a week off. Alan's not going to be here.
My preference is for everyone else to work and it be done by the time I come back.
Well, that's fair. I've seen people wanting to take a week off. So
we coordinated our vacations, so.
Yeah, that was really clever of us, wasn't it? So it's good. We'll get it all out of the way next week and then carry on from there. All right, so we'll take a week off. See you in 2 weeks. Thanks, all. I think we're chugging right along. I'm looking forward to a pretty fast process. I might even take a spin through these two sections of the reports and drive some language into the report. And with that, we'll wrap it up. See you in a couple of weeks. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Ricardo. You may now stop the recording.